Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and once again this membership drive, we're ending each show with some puzzles and brain exercises with none other than the creator of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book, John Chinesky. Today's game is mostly music trivia. Then if we have time, we'll do a little This Day in History. I'll let John explain the music trivia in more detail. But if you want to play, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. If you get two in a row right, we will send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book as a prize, 212-433-9692. If you want to play a little music trivia with John Chinesky and me, 212-433-9692. Our phone lines are open. If you get two in a row right, you'll win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. And the puzzle guru is present. Back with us is John Chinesky, who is also the co-host of Trivia NYC's Q&A podcast, which you can hear at Q&A, the letters, qnapodcast.com. He's also the puzzle guru on NPR's Ask Me Another. Hey, John, happy Thursday.
Hey, Brian, happy Thursday. You know, I did want to mention that when at our regular trivia nights, there are teams of four or five, plus people have a few minutes to answer. So if people are calling in here on their own, by themselves, answering questions really fast, we have to give them great props for being very, very brave. It takes a Gryffindor level of bravery to call in and try to answer trivia on the air. So props to them.
Protest in content, profiles in. Let's try that again.
Yeah.
What am I thinking about?
I'm trying to say courage.
Profiles and contest courage.
Contest courage. I love it.
Such as Jacob in East Harlem. Hi, Jacob.
Hi. So excited to be on the air.
Great. Hey, Jacob. We're going to start with some audio clues, if that's okay, audio quizzes. This is something we call censored cities. The name of a city has been censored from the following song clip. Name the city, and then I'll ask you a question about that city for a prize. How does that sound?
Sure.
We'll give it a shot. Okay, now I got to warn you that Trivia NYC, we use a sort of a Bronx cheer to censor the name of the city. So we're going to start with number one. Here we go.
Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. The place where they said he'd be.
All right. And so the question exactly is?
What city has been censored from that clip? The name of what city?
I'm so embarrassed. I feel like I should know this.
That's okay. Think very simply. What will we start off with here? I'll
take a guess.
Go ahead. Got to do it.
I don't know, Detroit.
No, it's New York City's
yes,
the place
was.
Where.
Now, no, you were starting easy.
I was starting easy. I do want to give Jacob a chance to answer the New York City question because I have no other use for the question otherwise. So
okay.
let's see if he can answer this one. Jacob, speaking of walk and New York, if you were to walk the length of Manhattan, how many miles would you travel? Within two.
9 miles.
Almost. It's 13. 13. Oh, just short.
Jacob, thank you very much. Joe in St. Albans. Hi, Joe. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Hey, Joe, name the city that's been censored from this clip.
I love in the springtime. I love in the fall.
We're going to have to
that's okay.
Take your bleep and replace the conventional bleep when we have like curse words that we need to bleep out. We're going to use
you like
bleep
that one?
From
okay.
now on. Yes. Okay, Joe, what was bleeped?
I think Paris.
Paris is correct. Very good. Now, answer this question about Paris. Speaking of love and Paris, until 2015, couples left behind what items as symbols of their love on Paris's Pont des Arts Bridge?
They left little padlocks.
Yes, padlocks is correct.
All right, Joe, hang on. We're going to get your address off the air and send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Why padlocks?
It's a popular thing. People do. They put their names on the padlock, they lock it, and they've they had to actually get rid of the locks. It was tearing the bridge down. It was
like we're locked together in love.
Exactly. Yes. A symbol of togetherness. Right.
It's not very romantic. It's more like jail.
Well,
George on the Upper West Side, you ready for a question?
Yes, good morning, Brian. Just one question before we start.
Sure, George.
My daughter's birthday was yesterday, and I heard a little bit of the tail end of yesterday's questions. Is there a way to look it up or see what they were? And sense of more people's birthdays there were.
You want the this day? Yeah, give your information to our screener when we're done, and we'll get that to you.
Thank you.
Hey, George, try this. See if you can name the city that's been censored from this clip.
I met a gentle ballroom queen.
Yeah, you got it.
You
it's
got it,
Memphis.
George. It's Memphis. Now, see if you can answer this question. In 2013, USA Today readers voted what Memphis mansion as the best iconic American attraction?
Well, it's not technically in Memphis, but it's the closest place. It's Elvis Presley's famous home.
And the name of it is?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I was supposed to go and I forgot.
It shares its name with a Paul Simon album. Does that help?
Oh, it's terrible. I know it took my tongue, and I'm not saying
bridge
it right.
Bridge over troubled waters.
My goodness, I thought I had the answer right. I'm sorry, I can't. On top of my head, I can't get it.
That's okay. Sorry, George, but hang on, and we'll send you that list of things that happened in history on May 17th for your daughter.
Very good. It's Graceland, of course.
Drew in Manhattan, ready for a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Drew, try this. What city's been redacted from this clip?
You know you're something special and you look like you're the best. Her name is and she dances on the sand.
Ha,
that's Duran Duran. Any ideas?
It's Rio, isn't it?
Rio is correct. Yes, very good. Now, answer this question about Rio. If you were to dance on the sand of the Rio de Janeiro beach that shares its name with a hit song by Barry Manilow, where would you be?
You'd be dancing on Ipanema.
No, it's not Ipanema. It's Copacabana, Drew. Sorry.
Ben in Clifton. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Here, Ben, see if you can name the city that's been bleeped out of this clip.
All right.
Jump in because we're going to run out of time.
New Orleans is correct, Ben. Very good.
And real quick, his New Orleans content question.
This question isn't hard. What's the famous name of New Orleans that's also the title of an 86 film starring Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan?
Big Easy.
Big Easy is right. Congratulations, Ben.
All right, Ben, hang on. We're going to take your contact information off the air and send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. And we're going to wrap it up for today. John Chinesky will be back tomorrow with more fun and games. Do you know what you're bringing today? I didn't realize you were bringing this music today. That was so much fun.
That was cool. I have some very special stuff tomorrow for younger people. We were talking about young people yesterday on the air, and you're going to like it, I think.
Great. Talk to you then. All right, folks, stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show because listen to this all-star lineup. Tony Award-winning actor Andy Carl on starring in Groundhog Day. Academy Award-winning actress Diane Wiest. And Tony Award-winning actors Jefferson Mays and Jennifer Ely, and actors Kobe Smulders, Kate Burton, and Christine Nielsen on starring in the Broadway revival of Noel Coward's Present Laughter, all coming up on The Leonard Lopate Show right after the latest news here on WNYC.